Thank you. Thank you. they're still excavating in Egypt. Unfortunately, we don't have any African archaeologists over there researching, digging up new tombs. Just the last year, they had the opening of the new tomb. Although they didn't put the camera down on the face of that priest, so you could see and the world could see what they looked like, they didn't want it to be revealed that this was clearly a black man. Clearly showing without question. So they made sure when I saw it and went over there and I said, oh, this is the one that they didn't show. I can see why they didn't show it. They didn't want the world to see this. So again, while we're still in this state of denial about Africa, they're over there throughout the African continent robbing, stealing natural resources, the knowledge, and so forth. And long as we're in this state, we will find that this will continue until we start to wake up and see that that all this robbery, thievery, and so forth is taking place on African people. Unfortunately, when we're caught into this mental slavery, we can only follow what the Europeans are saying instead of getting beyond the circumference that they created for us and start thinking outside of that and start thinking for ourselves and going back to where they stole it from. And that's where we go back to our own African ancestral roots.
Their young, swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Atherton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world. Man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works. It will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum. Ashanti, Ma-Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yahuru, Yahuru, Namibia, Yahuru, Yahuru Sweto, Yahuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, our story. The story still unfold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called bored in your mind, stupid in your mind, senseless in your mind. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this in your mind. This poem is messing up your brain, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued.
Dun 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 d